He'd still be alive if you told us. You killed him. You killed him. You.
Horst's world was turning black around the edges. He tried to explain, to speak. That was what he had been trained for, to make people accept the world the way it was. But all he could see was Dmitri McBride's open, screaming mouth.
"Get him off," Ruth told Poel Menani.
The supervisor gave her a dark look, then nodded reluctantly. He signalled to a couple of the villagers, and between them they prized Dmitri's fingers from Horst's throat. The priest lay as he was left, sucking air down like a cardiac victim. Dmitri McBride collapsed into a limp, sobbing bundle. Three of the villagers cut little Carter down, wrapping him in a coat.
"What do I tell Victoria?" Dmitri McBride asked vacantly. "What do I tell her?"
The reassuring hands found his shoulders again, patting, offering their pathetically inadequate sympathy. A hip flask was pressed to his lips. He sputtered as the acidic brew went down his gullet. Poel Menani stood over Horst Elwes.
"I'm as guilty as the priest," he thought. "I knew that little rat-prick Quinn was trouble. But, dear God, this! The Ivets, they're not human. Somebody who could do this could do anything. Anything!"
The thought struck him like a twister of jellied wind. It cleared away even the remotest feeling of pity for the wretched drunken priest. He nudged Horst with the toe of his boot.
"You? Can you hear me?"
Horst gurgled, his eyes rolling around. Poel let his full fury vent into Vorex's mind. The dog lurched towards Horst, snarling in rage. Horst saw it coming and scrabbled feebly on all fours, cringing from the hound's ferocity. Vorex barked loudly, his muzzle centimetres away from his face.
"Hey!" Ruth protested.
"Shut up," Poel said, not even looking at her.
"You, priest, are you listening to me?"
Vorex growled. Everybody was watching the tableau now, even Dmitri McBride.
"It's what they are," Horst said. "The balance of nature. Black and white, good and evil. God's kingdom of heaven and hell, earth and Lalonde. Do you see?"
He smiled up at Poel.
"The Ivets didn't come from the same arcology," Poel said with a dangerously level voice. "They'd never met each other before they came here. That means Quinn did this since we arrived, turned them into what they are now. You know about this doctrine of theirs. You know all about it. How long have they been a part of this sect movement? Before Gwyn Laws? Were they priest? Were they all involved before his odd, unseen, bloody death out here in the jungle? Were they?"
Several of the watchers gasped. Poel heard someone moaning.
"Oh, God, please, no!"
Horst's mad smile was still directed up at the supervisor.
"Is that when it all started, priest?" Poel asked.
"Quinn had months to turn them, to break them, to control them, didn't he? That's what he was doing all the time inside that fancy A-frame hut of theirs. Then, when he got them all whipped into line, they started to come after us." His finger lined up on Horst. He wanted it to be a hunting rifle, to blow this failed wreckage of a man to pieces. "Those muggings back in Durringham. Gwyn Laws, Roger Chadwick, the Hoffmans. My God! What did they do to the Hoffmans that they had to incinerate them afterwards so we wouldn't see? And all because you didn't tell us. How are you going to explain that to your God when you face him, priest? Tell me that."
"I wasn't sure," Horst wailed. "You're as bad as them. You're a savage. You love it out here. The only difference between you and an Ivet is that you get paid for what you do. You would have gone berserk if I even hinted that they had turned to the sect instead of me."
"When did you know?"
Poel screamed at him. Horst's shoulders quaked. He hugged his chest, curling up.
"The day Gwyn died."
Poel threw his head back, fists thrust into the sky.
"Quinn," he bellowed. "I'll have you. I'll have every fucking one of you. Do you hear me, Quinn? You're dead."
Vorex was howling defiance into the heavens. He looked round at the numb expressions centred on him, seeing the cracks opening into their fear and the anger that was beginning to spark inside. He knew people, and these were with him now, at long last, every one of them. There would be no rest now until the Ivets had been tracked down and exterminated.